When it comes to Rhode Island's legislative grant programs, it's time for a collective deep breath. Much is lost in the media and political frenzy surrounding this minor piece of the state's nearly $9 billion budget. First, the General Assembly leadership has an omelet smeared across its face. The abrupt resignation of House Finance Chairman Ray Gallison, a Bristol Democrat, who was caught being paid from a legislative grant, is a huge embarrassment. An even bigger embarrassment is that the organization receiving the grant appeared to be dormant since last year. House Speaker Nick Mattiello never should have appointed Gallison to chair the committee that shapes the state's taxing and spending plans. Gallison had a record of scant regard for normal rules of ethics that every lawmaker ought to be aware of. Mattiello should have known better. That said, why should the sketchy and possibly criminal behavior of one lawmaker bring down a system which may be imperfect but does a lot of good for many programs that help people across our state? Does it really make sense to slash funding for such agencies as Crossroads, which helps the homeless, the United Way's Summer Learning Program, which fosters education in our struggling cities, and the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence, which has become a national model for curbing youth crime in urban settings? And why so much ado about so little when it comes to the $2 million pool of direct lawmaker grants that are barely a drip in a $9 billion budget? The Assembly's not a debating society or a common cause meeting. It's more like Political Science 101, where students learn that politics is about who gets what and how that happens. In every legislature, lawmakers are brokers for their districts. We expect them to work in the best interest of constituents. This is true at both the local and federal levels. We put on a pedestal federal representatives and senators who steer programs back home. Sure, there's waste and bloat in the national defense budget, and lawmakers with seniority, seats on important committees, and knowledge of home state needs get more things done. You'll rarely hear a quibble when Senator Jack Reed, from his perch on the Armed Services Committee, brings thousands of submarine building jobs to Quonset or adds improvements to the Naval War College campus in Newport. The difference, of course, is that federal grants have an elaborate system of vetting and audits. This doesn't mean that nobody games the system, which is why we have U.S. attorneys to investigate. What this does mean is that Mattiello and Senate President Teresa Piverweed must now ensure that grants are transparent and closely monitored. One good move is that Governor Gina Raimondo has gotten her administration director, Mike DeBiase, involved in this process. He's an administrator with wide experience in both the private and public sectors and well-suited to this task. Most of the small grants, those in the $500 to, say, $3,000 range, go to make life a little better in the Ocean State. They support such needs as soup kitchens, kids' sports leagues, veterans groups, volunteer fire services. Lawmakers are the logical folks to make recommendations for such grants. They're elected every 2 years, presumably, at least in part, because they understand the needs of their districts. Assembly leaders need to fix what Mattiello acknowledged is a political mess. But voters, too, have to shake off the apathy that keeps half of us neglecting to show up on Election Day. If you're fed up with the Assembly, you can do your part by becoming an engaged citizen. All 113 Assembly seats are up for election this fall. You have the power over them if you want to use it. Or you can stay home and complain. It really is up to us.